already producing so much good for the American people.
Axelrod spoke on NBC's Today Show. This is NPR News.
This is Morning Edition on WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his Friday morning analysis of the Virginia political news. Hello, Jeff.
Hi there, Wayne.
What is the political impact in Virginia of the Supreme Court's health care law ruling?
It depends on which politician you're speaking of this steamy morning. If you're Bob McDonald and you are a governor whose term is fading to black, you have to think about doing what you resisted doing, and that is putting in place a solution. There's a good deal of debate within the legislature over that. If you're Speaker of the House, Bill Howell, you pretty much defer to the governor to call a special session if the governor decides that's necessary. And if you're Ken Cuccinelli and running for governor, you lament the excesses of the Supreme Court and think about how this might energize the base going forward, particularly ahead of that important 2013 gubernatorial election. The bottom line here is that Virginia, like a lot of states, remember 26 states opposed this law, now finds itself caught with its pants down. The state didn't take even contingency steps to at least rough out a possible solution to this problem if, as the court has done, the law was affirmed. And so it has gone to some degree from a legal and political issue to almost a strictly a political issue. Republicans are still in a snit over this. Eric Cantor, the majority leader in the House of Representatives, is scheduling yet another vote on the repeal of what Republicans deride as Obamacare. And Tim Kaine and George Allen are busy shoving each other in opposite directions over the court's decision and its implications downrange.
The University of Virginia community was virtually torn apart over the past few weeks by the attempt by the Board of Visitors to oust President Teresa Sullivan. This week, the board was forced to reverse itself, reinstate President Sullivan. And would you see this as something of a humiliation for the leaders of the board, and some of whom are up for reappointment as of tomorrow?
And one of the big questions in this controversy is, who are the leaders of this board? Keep in mind, Teresa Sullivan was reinstated by a vote of the Board of Visitors, by a vote of the Board of Visitors that never voted to fire her. This was an attempted coup by Helen Dragas, the rector, and Mark Kington, the vice rector. He was a casualty of this calamity. He submitted his resignation to the governor a week or so ago. But now the Board of Visitors and the reinstated president are very much cleaved at the hip. They are joined at least publicly in this commitment to stabilize the university's finances and to figure out what its academic program should be like going forward in these changing times. There are some big issues that are unresolved because of all of this. The governance, in particular, Helen Dragas' term on the board is up this weekend. The governor has not ruled out reappointing her, though there'd be a lot of head-scratching, I think, if he did. And there's still a lot of speculation as to why Dragas and Kington did this. Within the UVA community, if you catch my meaning, there's a good deal of suspicion that Dragas and Kington essentially went rogue because they looked at this as an opportunity to really leave their mark on the university, and clearly they did.
So we should know, I guess, by the end of the week, whether the governor will in fact be reappointing those board members or appointing some new members.
Yes, sir. And remember, he had threatened to fire the entire board if there was not resolution of this issue by Tuesday.
Right. Well, both the presidential candidates, President Obama and his presumptive Republican challenger, Mitt Romney, have visited Virginia many times, underscoring the fact that Virginia is now a purple state, a swing state, if you will. And Mitt Romney is coming again, I understand.
Actually, he was here for 2 days. He was out in Salem outside of Roanoke on Tuesday, and the following day, Wednesday, in Sterling in Loudoun County in Northern Virginia. Again, a reminder of the battleground nature of Virginia. But clearly not big news in this state, not with what was going on in Charlottesville. You know, if one looked at the Times-Dispatch, the Romney visit, the first day of the Romney visit was buried inside the metro section. So maybe not quite the home run Mitt Romney had hoped for.
Mm-hmm. We have 30 seconds to talk about candidates coming out now for next year's gubernatorial and other statewide elections. Have a new candidate for lieutenant governor who declared this week.
Yes, and again, this is just a reminder of how the best laid plans of mice and men go awry. Scott Lingenfelter formally declared on Thursday for the Republican nomination for lieutenant governor, and pretty much no one was listening because of a small story unfolding out of Washington, D.C.
Right. Okay, Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us each Friday morning at this time to analyze Virginia political news. Thanks, Jeff.
Keep cool.
It's 8:40.